particularly attractive about the house?
Red brick. You see, I think I've inherited it because, as I say, my grandfather had all the red bricks brought from Lytham's and Dan's for his house in College Road. Also, when I went to that house, that's what it's leading up to, I wanted to do the flowers for my own wedding. So I went round to a rather haughty lady in Rock Road. What's her name now? Mrs. Whitlock or some such name as that. Oh, she said, Mrs. Weston is down for that. You'll have to go and see her and see if she'll give up. Can you imagine these days? See if she'll give up doing her flowers on that Sunday when you want to get married on the Saturday prior to that. So I went round and I locked the lovely brass knocker. I thought, oh, this is lovely. And I went in. So she said, who are you marrying? I said, Robert Stanhill Burrows. Oh, I'm related to them, she said, and she was very sharp. And I looked round that sitting room and I thought, oh, I like this place. I like it even more now. So anyhow, she lived there for 25 years actually on her own. Well, she was, I think he'd been a clergyman. She'd married him later in life, so she was slightly related to him. Anyhow, it wasn't long after that, that of course, would be 2 or 3 years, when my elder son was born, and she was walking by with a parcel. So I said, oh, hello, Mrs. Weston. So she said, I'm on my way to 17 Hill, Hinton Avenue. Such a nuisance, she said. This parcel's been left at my house, and it should be down at 17 Hinton Avenue. Often happens, she said. So she said, oh, that baby, you have to bring him to tea. So we went round to tea, and he was so good, hung his seat on the back of her settee. Oh, she said, I've never seen such a well-behaved baby. Well, I like the house even more then. And, of course, when she died, and I think all the money from the auction went to some missionary that we didn't get at that time, but we did later, 3 years later. It was Mrs. Baker who moved in. She was a botanist. So twice in my life I've moved into houses, because we moved into Falconhurst. Dr. Barber, botanist, was there before. So then Hills Avenue, Mrs. Baker, who was a botanist. So it was a magnificent garden in those days.